Hello friends, the groups on duty today are the Israeli groups of Chaver 1 and Natanya. Natanya, go ahead please.
Good morning, noon, and good evening. Dear and beloved friends, I'd like to tell you and Bnei Baruch about the greatness of our friends. Not always can you grasp it in your mind, and surely you can never find the right words to express all the feelings inside. Only one force holds all the cogwheels of the soul in his duty and everyone together. And that's the force of love and the responsibility of all of Nebuch. Only together can we hold and help the whole world advance and to be a conduit for the whole world. Because only together we will find the Creator between us and will give contentment to Him. And with this unbelievable enthusiasm, we'll go into the lesson with our hearts turned to each other and will clothe in the upper mind in order to unite the points in the heart. One working chain, L'chaim, friends.
We read an excerpt from Rabash's article. What does it mean that one should bear a son and a daughter in the work? The work above reason should be unconditional surrender. That is, one should take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. A person should say, I want to be a servant of the Creator, even though I have no idea about the work, and I feel no flavor in the work. Nevertheless, I am willing to work with all my might, as though I have attainment and feeling and flavor in the work, and I'm willing to work unconditionally. At that time, a person can go forward, and there is no place for him to fall from his state, since he takes upon himself to work even when he is placed right in the earth, since it is impossible to be lower than the earth. This is as it is written, a generation goes and a generation comes, and the earth forever stands. We'll read it again. The work above reason should be unconditional surrender. That is, one should take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. A person should say, I want to be a servant of the Creator, even though I have no idea about the work, and I feel no flavor in the work. Nevertheless, I am willing to work with all my might, as though I have attainment and feeling and flavor in the work, and I'm willing to work unconditionally. At that time, a person can go forward, and there is no place for him to fall from his state, since he takes upon himself to work even when he is placed right in the earth, since it is impossible to be lower than the earth. This is as it is written, a generation goes and a generation comes, and the earth forever stands.
Chaver, bevakasha.
Javier, go ahead, please.
What we read in practice. Oh, just got the audio now. Okay, good morning, friends. We're going to have an active workshop. The question is, let's realize what we read in practice. So every friend gives his 10 importance so we can serve the Creator without any condition and in any state as if we have attainment and flavor in the work. Again, we're going to realize what we read in practice. So every friend gives this 10 importance, so that we can serve the Creator without a condition and in any state, as if we have attainment, feeling, and flavor of the work.
Anyone who needs any strength to serve the Creator should only look outside at the state of the world in recent days and see how much our work is required, how much in Israel and all over the world our work is needed. We are a pipeline in order to pass the light, and we have to look outside and see that they are waiting for us.
To look outside on one hand. On the other hand, to look inside, to see all our friends in Israel, in the world. So many people in every group. So much attentiveness is felt from the friends. They've been preparing for this lesson, so to hold on to the stick from his both sides, that's where we're going to get the full importance.
As Rav said in the evening lesson, we have to start playing, acting between us as though we are in attainment already. And this will help us to truly feel, brainwash ourselves, that we are in attainment. And there is no other way to serve the Creator, but only above reason.
In truth, if you listen to Rav, you understand how important it is that we act today. And truly without any connection to the way we feel, to what we understand. We have to listen to what he says, hear his words, and understand how important it is for us to do the work so that we exert to connect between us to be a conduit for the whole world, because the whole world needs it, and the Creator is really calling the world.
This force that the friends are talking about, you can take it only from the 10. And in general, the more we help each other to always remember that we are living in a world that is managed by the Creator. And He is good, and does good, and He is truly leading us, guiding us in a very directed and purposeful way. Then it becomes possible to begin to make changes on ourselves and to start changing our attitude to reality.
Friends, we are already in Ein Sof, in bestowal, love, and the world of the Creator. We just are still seeing it in our corrupt vessels, but we're in an ocean of love, of light. And lately we feel how the pace is increasing. And real soon we're gonna certainly get new vessels of bestowal.
Yesterday in the evening lesson, Rav said that the 10 is the force that can help a person relate to the Creator in a good way, regardless of whatever he receives from Him.
This is our place, a morning lesson. This is where we charge. This is where we get all the importance. This is where the upper light comes from. Everything comes out of this place. The question is how we're going to come out of it. We're coming into it with a common prayer, not only to attain the Creator or to feel Him, but rather to be together with Him, a conduit for Him.
Yeah, התפילה.
The prayer of the ten, a common prayer.
בוקר טוב, תפילה משותפת.
Good morning, friends. The common prayer. We're grateful to you, an existing and living King, for giving us the strength to connect and to serve you in fear and joy. Let us reach the connection with which you will be proud of us, in which we will be able to give you contentment. Give us the strength to be equal among equals, maybe, so that we will be rewarded with being inside a spiritual field blessed by the Lord. Send our friends the reforming light and strengthen them. Light their eyes and give them the forces with which to disseminate your Torah. And give us the ability to cling to you and to discover that there is none else besides him to give you contentment. Amen.
ניכנס לשיעור עם קטע מהתפילה המשותפת של החברים.
We'll enter the lesson with a part of the common prayer from the friends. Give us the ability to cling to you and to discover that there is none else besides him and to give you contentment.